2805.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
If you loves you some computer, this is the show for you, isn't it?
I think the song is asking about the top button on your shirt.
Top button, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the one at the very, very, very top?
Very, you know,
or the next one down?
The hardest button to button?
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Sometimes you get a little white stripes on your brain. And
We're talking about the basics of computer security.
Oh, we are.
That's one of the things we're talking about anyway. Obviously, we're talking about top buttons and lots of other miscellaneous things that have nothing to do with computers at all, but that's all right.
Shall we act like this is the Geek Speak of the Week segment?
We could act like it. In fact, we could do more than act like it. We could actually make it. The Geek Speak of the Week segment.
You're right. Every week, we try to bring you a little something in the vernacular of the computer or the technology world. We refer to it as our Geek Speak of the Week. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is
Ego Surfing.
Ego Surfing. Pray tell.
Would you like to know what it means?
Yes.
The Geek Speak of the Week Ego Surfing means searching the internet, paper media, any form of media, actually looking for your own name. You got to have some ego to do that. So looking for your own name, searching for your own name, go to Google.
So you go to Google, put in Matt Bauer, and you'll find lots of stuff.
Only he can put in Matt Bauer.
Oh.
That's, if you were putting in Matt Bauer, that's not ego surfing.
That'd be researching.
Or is that stalking searching?
I would hope not, but okay.
Even
when I put in Pamela Anderson, that is not ego surfing. That's a whole other form of surfing. Now, if Pamela Anderson puts in me,
that's nothing.
That's a dream.
No, that's a fantasy.
Right.
Yours. It is a way for you to see, you know, people do this to like find other websites that have maybe to do with their family history, that type of thing.
Yeah, genealogy.
See how many other people out there have exactly my same name, and are there people more famous than me?
Now, if you want to
everybody.
If you want to find your exact same name, you're best off putting your first name space, your last name, encased in quotation marks.
Woohoo! He's elevated ego surfing too.
And if you want to elevate even more, you can put first, middle, and last all in quotation marks and see if you can really find somebody exact the same.
So let's just consider that alter ego surfing.
That's right.
Well, that's when you put in your screen name.
Something. How about our download of the week? This is one Bruce, who's a subscriber or listener to the show here. He sent this suggestion in, and we looked at it and thought, pretty interesting. We'll make that available to everyone else.
Yeah, we've talked about the phishing schemes. Namely, the big ones are eBay, PayPal, any financial institution that you have. This is a program.
Well, hang on. That made it sound like they're doing it.
The phishing scheme is someone impersonating.
Yes,
big organization generally wanting to get, at the end of the day, personal information about you.
Remember our suggestion. If you get an email asking you to update your account information, whether it's a bank, a PayPal, eBay, 99.9999, actually 1,000% of those are generally phishing schemes because none of these legitimate companies would actually do that.
They'll never ask you to do that, no.
So, anyway, this is a tool that allows them to do what?
It allows them, well, it's just a quick install. It actually allows them, if you get one of these emails, and if you actually click on the link that they ask you to click on, it will actually stop you.
So if it's a known phishing scam, it'll actually stop you and say this is...
It'll stop and say this is a known phishing scam, and you can actually cancel going to that page right then.
So this program is only for the category of people that listen to us, but then don't want to actually listen to us. Because we've already told you, just don't click on those things.
Or you just forget and instinctively click on it.
So. Here's for the category of people who listen but don't listen all the way.
Kind of a safety net for you for the known ones.
There you go.
So,
sounds like a cool little program.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. If you're not really comfortable with making those decisions, that's the point of this thing. So,
that's right.
Thank you, Bruce, for making that suggestion. If you've got suggestions also, obviously, just shoot them to us there through our website, datadoctors.com. Shall we go back to the phones?
We can go back to the phones. We've got Fred, who has all kinds of computer problems, I'm sure.
Not all kinds.
Well, he's got at least one kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, just printer problems. I actually had emailed you guys about a couple of weeks ago and then wound up having over at work and wasn't able to listen if you actually responded to my question on the radio, but I have an HP 870 CXI, and it when I try to print something with it, I have Windows XP Pro, and when I try to print something, I get the flashing orange light syndrome, and it's one of those things where if I time it just correctly and hit the print button and turn the printer on at the same time, I can get like one page out, but after that, it's gobbledygook, a bunch of symbols, letters.
Actually, Fred, if you read the owner's manual very, very closely, you would have noticed that that was one of the side effects of this particular model.
And it's not called gobbledygook, it's called gobbledygunk.
Gunk.
Yeah.
Okay. When did this start?
Probably about 3 or 4 months ago. Actually, I had actually gone to the internet to help my daughter do some homework, had copied some pictures for a report at work, and I'm sorry, at school.
Fred, let me cut to the chase here. Have you uninstalled all the software for the printer and then reinstalled it?
Well, I don't have the CD.
You can download it from the website. Go to HP.com. You can download all the software. That's the first thing I would do is just get rid of everything that's in there, uninstall it all, and then reinstall it. Make sure and follow the directions, because if you do, so oftentimes you have to plug the printer in before the software or after. Or you have to follow the specific directions on their website.
So give that a shot, Fred, and hope that helps you out. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, of course, lots more Computer Corner, more your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. And we'll be back in just a flash.